With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has escalated his pledge to send troops into Rafah, saying, quote, "It will happen. There is a date," but he did not elaborate. Israel says Rafah is Hamas' last stronghold. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene escalating her criticism of House Speaker Mike Johnson, now threatening his ouster. In a letter to colleagues, she outlined her complaints and renewed threats of a snap vote that would remove him from Speaker's office. For the thousands of people who flocked to northern New England to view the eclipse, there was a price to be paid when the show was over.
That price, bumper-to-bumper traffic as far as the eye could see. Delays persisted for as long as 12 hours after the event began, with motorists inching their way back home on packed interstates and secondary roads. Travelers in New Hampshire were stuck in gridlock traffic much of the way through about 2 a.m. Tuesday. Southbound traffic on I-89 also was heavy Monday evening. New England had clear skies and mild weather, making for ideal viewing conditions. Rich Thomason reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Norfolk Southern agreeing to pay a $600 million settlement.
The agreement is related to a fiery train derailment in February 2023 in eastern Ohio. The company says the settlement, if approved by the court, will resolve all class action claims within a 20-mile radius from the derailment. For those residents who chose to participate, the settlement will cover personal injury claims within a 10-mile radius from the derailment.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Despite a relatively strong job market, there are still thousands of people, officials say, who have found themselves out of work in a number of industries. This is SRN News. Congress gets a letter.
It comes from more than 100 religious freedom activists, and they're calling on lawmakers to pass a resolution addressing the decline of religious liberty around the globe. The signatories want the U.S. to make freedom of conscience, quote, an utmost priority in foreign policy, holding violators accountable using all diplomatic tools. In fact, such a resolution is already under consideration in the Senate, but it lacks momentum. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Nebraska bill that would have barred males from competing against females in sports has failed. The measure, which also would have kept boys out of girls' bathrooms and locker rooms, defeated by a Democratic filibuster. Nebraska Republicans vow to try again next year. At least 24 states do have laws barring males from joining female sports teams, including five of the six states that border Nebraska. This is SRN News. Historic racetrack getting approval for a renovation. Here's correspondent Dave Ferry.
Pimlico will be the third and final Triple Crown track to receive a makeover. Maryland lawmakers have approved a plan to rebuild Baltimore's aging racecourse, using $400 million in state bonds to refurbish the home of the second jewel of the Triple Crown. In return, the state will take control of Pimlico through a nonprofit. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has expressed support for the plan, which would relocate the Preakness to Laurel Park in 2026. Belmont Park is undergoing a $455 million reconstruction, just as Churchill Downs completes paddock renovations. The Belmont Stakes will be held at Saratoga this year. I'm Dave Ferry.
And Wall Street at this hour, Dow Industrials off more than 200 points. In fact, it is a sea of red. S&P down 23, and the NASDAQ is off 54 points. More details at SRNnews.com.